All right, everybody, welcome back to the Casa Connection podcast here at Casa of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties here in New Jersey. It is great to be in your ears here at the end of May 2023. Boy, what a year we are having thus far within our Casa program. And as I am on various social media sites, it is so wonderful to see all the great work that our Casa programs throughout New Jersey and even throughout the United States are doing for foster youth. Really, it's so heartening to see so many wonderful stories about CASA volunteers really making a difference in the lives of the foster children they serve. I am Jeff Warren. Unfortunately, my co-host Tracy Heisler is not able to be with us on this particular podcast episode, but what we wanted to do here again at the end of May is really commemorate Foster Care Awareness Month. Yes, it is National Foster Care Awareness Month every single May, and we wanted to talk about some good stories. We wanted to talk about some good feel-good stories that we have seen through our CASA program over the years to help highlight, one, how important CASA volunteers really are to the foster children they serve, but number two, that we can all make a positive impact within our communities, within the foster care world, in some way, shape, and form. So before we get into our CASA stories, our positive and amazing impact stories, I wanted to get a few plugs out really quick. Head on over to our website, casashaw.org, where we have some great resources for you. We have a resource tab. Click on that. There are so many different resources that we have for individuals in our community who may be looking to get assistance and just simply learn about more aspects of the world of foster care. Again, head on over to casashaw.org. You won't be sorry. Head on over to our resource page. We are on Instagram as well. We would absolutely appreciate a follow there. Search us out at @Casa_Shaw. Give us a follow there. And of course, you can like our Facebook page as well. Search out Casa Shaw on Facebook. And if you happen to be listening to any of these CASA Connection podcasts and ones that we have uploaded previously, and you want to get some more information, my co-host Tracy, who unfortunately is not with us, will be able to provide you a ton of information, whether it's on trauma-informed care, whether it's on education within the foster care system, a number of different topics and subject matters within the world of foster care. Tracy will be able to help you out with that. info@casashaw.org. Shoot her off an email. We've been getting some great emails around the country from various CASA programs wanting to learn more about various topics that we're talking about here at the CASA Connection podcast. We thank those individuals for reaching out. We are a community dedicated to doing good in the world of foster care. So let's keep it going. All right, now let's get into some of these positive impact and success stories that we have seen as we are recognizing and commemorating National Foster Care Month here in May. The first one that we're going to talk about is The Wrestler. Yes, The Wrestler. And just to let folks know who are listening, we're going to be changing the names, of course, within our CASA stories because of confidentiality, but I wanted to start with the wrestler story because it was about a story where kinship placement didn't necessarily work out, but how a CASA volunteer was able to make all the difference in the world for this child. And this is about Michael. Michael grew up in foster care, and he had been removed from his parents at the age of four because his father actually threw him against a wall. And there had been a long history of violence in the home. And of course, Michael, being one of those victims, needed to get out of that environment. And child protective authorities placed him with relatives where he was again abused, and he was removed again at the age of six. And this time, he was placed in a non-relative foster home. But Michael moved around a lot, eventually residing in eight different homes. And when he turned 14 years old, he discovered the world of wrestling. He liked wrestling for his school. He fell in love with the sport. He attended practices, played in games, and was thrilled to be a part of that wrestling team. However, one day at practice, Michael was hit and held by a teammate. And at that particular moment, based on what that wrestling move was, it triggered a flashback to his abuse that he had suffered many, many years before that. And he lashed out in an effort to protect himself and resulting in dismissal from the team. He was devastated. Michael was absolutely heartbroken. He had suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, and as a result of the abuse that he suffered, the wrestling coach just wasn't understanding of its dynamics. He wasn't understanding what had happened with Michael. So interestingly enough, Michael did have a CASA, and her name was Phyllis. So Phyllis, fortunately, she did understand. She asked for a meeting between the school, the therapist, the caseworker, and herself, and she advocated for Michael's reinstatement on the team, helping the coach to understand that he was reliving his child abuse. And in his mind, he was actually protecting himself at that particular point in time on the wrestling mat when he was the recipient of a particular wrestling move. And the fact of the matter was, Michael wasn't a violent person or a threat to anyone, especially his teammates on his wrestling team. He had some struggles that he needed to work through and that he was working through. And with the help of that CASA, with the help of Phyllis, the coach was able to understand PTSD a little bit more and was embracing of Michael. And Michael was reinstated to the team. I wanted to highlight this because it takes many individuals for us to make change, for us to get into other folks' minds about child abuse and what child abuse means and what it does and what trauma means and what that does throughout the course of our lives, no matter how old we are. But a great, great impact story. I just wanted to pass this along during this CASA Connection podcast. The fact that Michael was reinstated to the team, and at the end of the day, it was because of that advocacy from his CASA volunteer. And Phyllis, this in itself meant the world to Michael because of what Phyllis had actually done. And it's such a great story, I wanted to share it with you. Next, let's talk about the readers. Yes, the readers. There were two young siblings who were struggling with reading in their school, and their CASA volunteer, Diane, she recognized that they needed help strengthening those particular skills as they were moving through their young academic career, and she took the initiative to try to get them some assistance. So she inevitably acted as a liaison between the school and a community program to finding a free reading volunteer. And she became successful with regard to this endeavor. While waiting for this service to begin, she increased her visits with the kids so she could read with them. And that helped tremendously. Look, when the children were then moved from a foster home to a relative's home, Diane went with their caregiver to register them for school and to make sure that their IEPs were successfully transferred and that they were actually enrolled in the summer school so that they could continue feeding themselves with books, with those words, something that they desperately needed. Diane's efforts ensured that these children got the reading help and the support that they needed, both in and out of school. Again, another case where having a CASA volunteer for very young children really did help these children in the long run. And I think that's what's important to realize and recognize, especially during National Foster Care Month, is that a CASA volunteer doing something what Diane did can make all the difference in the world, not just in a moment of time, but for well in the future. And it's amazing these type of stories, these impact stories that really change the future and the direction for children who actually need some stability and that foundation. The next positive CASA impact story that I would like to pass along to you is one that we like to call the nurse. It's about Ashley, the CASA child and CASA youth, and it's about Annie, who was her CASA volunteer advocate. So Ashley had unfortunately been abused and neglected as she was a little child. She just had a myriad of problems growing up, a history of running away, poor school attendance, substance abuse problems, and emotional and behavioral issues. So Annie was assigned to be her CASA volunteer advocate and began visiting Ashley regularly. You know, as they talked, Ashley expressed a desire to become a nurse, and she continued to express that desire meeting after meeting. And Annie thought about how she could best help Ashley make this dream come true in the future as she was getting older. So what Annie did was she contacted a local hospital to arrange for her to be a student volunteer there. And she also contacted a local community college and some other post-secondary schools regarding nursing programs, as well as potential funding opportunities and possibilities for Ashley to utilize because she really didn't have much money. She was able to arrange for Ashley to observe same-day surgeries and to shadow a nurse in a local hospital. What an amazing opportunity that this was for Ashley, and she was thrilled. And Annie ensured that Ashley attended school on a regular basis, which is something that did not happen in the past, and stayed in regular contact with school personnel. She got Ashley an SAT workbook to help her prepare to take the exam, studied with her. She continued to visit regularly and became that stable, caring adult in Ashley's life. Ashley knew that she could count on Annie because of everything that Annie had done with regard to, you know, her desire to learn more about nursing and inevitably want to become a nurse. So at this particular point in time, Ashley is presently in a stable foster home. She's doing well in school. She's volunteering in her community, actually. She's working part-time, has a driver's license and a car, and is doing well within the confines of her life. And it certainly takes a village, as we all know, to help one another. And it took a village to help Ashley. She is a success story by any standard, as we know here, listening to this. And as her CASA, Annie continues to this day to encourage Ashley when she succeeds and works with her to solve problems when they arise. So for the first time in her life, Ashley has those goals for her future. She has a positive future ahead of her. And again, this comes down to the fact that she had an amazing CASA volunteer advocate in Annie who was willing to go that extra step. Again, she was willing to contact a local community college. She was willing to contact some other post-secondary schools regarding nursing programs. That really showed Ashley that that one stable adult in Annie was really there for her. Such a great impact and success story that we like to talk about and highlight here at CASA Shaw. So with that being said, I definitely miss my co-host Tracy. She is fantastic. If you want to reach out to us, feel free on any issue that we have talked about here on the CASA Connection podcast, info@casashaw.org. We would love to hear from you. Let us know what you're thinking about here on the podcast, what we're talking about, the various issues that we have dove into. Give us a suggestion. We would love to hear from you. Again, info@casashaw.org. That's CASASHAW.org. That's our website as well, folks. So head on over there. We've got a lot of great resources on our resources page. And we'd also love to hear from you on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, search out @CASA_Shaw there. Give us a follow. And also we are on Facebook too. You can search us out there. We hope that as you are going through the rest of this month of May and in all months of the year, that we are able to highlight the good that does come from the world of foster care. It's National Foster Care Awareness Month, and we hope that we are continuing to spread the good news that foster care has within it, because it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all bad news all the time. I'm glad that we were able to get this podcast into your ears, spread the good news about the world of foster care and how so many foster families are doing good things in our community. Take care, everybody. We will catch you on the next CASA Connection podcast.